U.S. Senator Ron Johnson told reporters last month Oshkosh Defense was interested in renting a Foxconn building but wasn't able to reach an agreement. The company chose a facility in South Carolina where it will hire 1,000 workers to build at least 50,000 next-generation delivery vehicles for the U.S. Postal Service. Democratic State Representative Gordon Hintz wonders whether Foxconn insisted on building the vehicles itself.
My priority is not whatever business model Foxconn wants. It's what's good for the economic health of the state. And I think this is where you're seeing competing values.
In a statement, Oshkosh Defense said its site in South Carolina was best suited to meet the requirements of the federal mail truck contract. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.